this is thirsty work. Oh, thank you, Jeannie.
Jeannie!
Yes, Master?
What is this stuff?
Tubla.
Tastes like it.
Would you like some more?
No, I know. It tastes terrible.
Well, it was very popular in Pompeii.
Yeah, sure, and look what happened to Pompeii.
Oh, Jeannie, would you link off?
Hi, Tony.
Oh, morning, Raj.
Boy, what a morning.
Wait a minute, you're not going to like that.
It's good enough for you, it's good enough for me. Drink up after that?
I warned you.
What is it?
It's called Tubla. It used to be very popular in Pompeii.
Yeah, look what happened to Pompeii. Oh, by the way, listen, I have to tell you something. You better get yourself a girl.
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
I heard Dr. Bellis and General Peterson talking about the results of the test they just made. They compared the emotional stability of the unmarried astronaut and the married astronaut.
Yeah?
And the married astronaut came off 6% better. And Dr. Bellis said if there's anyone in the space program that should have a wife, it's you.
Well, that's ridiculous. Besides, how can I get married? I don't even have a girl.
Well, I just thought I'd tip you off. You'll be hearing from Dr. Bellows.
Oh, all right. Thanks, Roger.
Well, anytime.
Okay.
I'll be your best man.
Okay, Jeannie, he's gone.
Jeannie? What are you doing?
Oh, I will be with you in a moment, Master. I am just finishing my wedding dress.
But would you mind getting rid of this outfit now?
You do not like it?
Oh, I like it. I like it very much, but I'm not planning on getting married. And neither are you.
Oh, but Dr. Bellows wants you to get married.
Well, I don't think you're exactly what he had in mind. Now, would you mind taking this off? Thank you. Oh, and get rid of the wedding dress, too, please.
Oh.
Yes?
You are the most unromantic master I've ever had. I wish you could let yourself go and act like...
Like what?
Like this.
Darling, you're the most beautiful, the most wonderful thing in my life. Don't ever leave me. Jeannie, how do you do that?
Well, technically it is a variation of the Indian rope trick.
Well, technically, get rid of him. I don't like it.
But I do.
Let's be married. Right now.
All right. Knock it off.
Why cannot you treat me like this, Master?
Because I'm late for a lunch date, that's why.
Let him go. We can be alone together.
Oh, you can, huh? Well, I don't know what you see in him. He's got a very weak chin. Get rid of him. No, I mean it. Get rid of him. That's better. I don't want to see me around here again. I mean him around here. Well, you know what I mean.
No, Master.
Huh?
Yes, Master.
Before I go, I want you to know just one thing.
Yes?
You're the most beautiful, the most wonderful thing in my life.
Oh, Master, then we are going to be married.
Oh, no. No, I'm afraid not. I want you to consider me as your bosom friend. Captain Nelson?
Hello.
Hello.
Who are you?
I'm nobody. I just dropped by to cook Captain Nelson's dinner.
Oh, do you do this often?
Every night.
Well, strange. He's never mentioned you to me. I'm Colonel Bellows, the base psychiatrist.
I know.
Oh, Captain Nelson's talked about me?
Every day.
Well, I gather you and Captain Nelson must be old acquaintances.
Oh, we are bosom friends.
Are you? Well, I'm afraid I didn't get your name.
Jeannie.
Oh, I'm delighted to meet you, Jeannie. That smells good.
Oh, the bread, the pie, or the cake?
You're baking bread, pie, and cake?
Oh, yes. Captain Nelson loves my baking.
You may be just what the doctor ordered.
I am afraid I do not understand.
I just finished making a survey of married astronauts, and Captain Nelson is in a lot of trouble.
Oh, he appreciates me. He appreciates... I will show you.
I couldn't stay away another minute, Captain.
Look who's here.
Who's he?
Well, I've seen men in love before this, but, this is marvelous. How soon are you going to be married?
Tonight, now.
Well, that may be rushing things a bit. Why don't we say Sunday?
I can't wait.
Sunday will be fine.
Carry on, Captain.
Stop it, he's gone.
Oh, darling, I love you.
I hope I did not get my master in trouble.
Well, Captain Healy, the secret is out, and you never said a word.
No, sir, of course, if you talk about it, it isn't a secret. What secret are we talking about, sir?
Captain Nelson's wedding, Sunday.
Tony getting married Sunday? That's ridiculous.
I heard him propose, Captain. He wanted to get married tonight.
You mean you didn't know about this?
He didn't say a word to me, only this morning he was telling me he didn't have a girl.
Well, he has, and I must say I was most impressed with her feet on the ground and a beauty.
How do you like that, my best friend?
I like it. I'll see you at the wedding Sunday.
Maybe he doesn't want me to be at the wedding. Maybe he's ashamed of having me meet her. I'm all right to go up space with, right? He didn't want me to mingle with him on Earth.
Hey, Raj.
Hi.
I wouldn't be your best man, Sunday, if you got down on your knees and begged me.
There you are.
Oh, yes, sir. You wanted to see me?
Yes, yes. Come in. Come in. Have some coffee.
Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, sir. What did I do?
Oh, it's not what you did. It's what you're going to do. Frankly, I was a little worried about you, but not anymore. Not after Sunday.
Sunday?
And don't forget your promise. I expect to be invited to dinner for some of that homemade bread. Oh, it smelled delicious. Jeannie's a wonderful girl. I could see that you're both very much in love. I'm a psychiatrist. I know the real thing when I see it. It must have been very sudden.
You might say that, sir.
When did the first hit you?
About 10 seconds ago.
Jeannie! All right, this time you've gone too far. How could you do this to me?
Well, I was trying to help you, Master. Dr. Bellows said you would be in trouble if you were not married, so I...
Darling, I can't wait until Sunday.
Student Prince is back.
I'll get it.
Hello?
Dr. Bellows here, Captain.
Oh, hello, sir.
I just talked with General Peterson, and I told him the good news. He's delighted.
He's staying over to attend the wedding on Sunday afternoon.
Well, that's very kind of the General, but would you inform him that I have no intention of...
No intention of what?
No intention of waiting until Sunday afternoon. We're getting married Sunday morning. Yes, we'll be looking forward to seeing you and the General there. Goodbye.
You won't get away with this, Jeannie. I'm going to Dr. Bell's office and tell him the wedding is off.
Well, you cannot, Master. How will you explain it?
Well, that's very easy. I'll just tell him that, they'll lock me up.
Not if you marry me. Oh, I will make you very happy.
You're wasting yourself on him, darling. I'm the one who loves
you. Will you butt out of this?
Get rid of him.
Get rid of me? This is my house.
Send him away, darling.
Stop it. Go away.
You heard what she said, lover boy. Knock it off.
God, from the first moment I met you, I knew that we were meant for it. Amazing.
I am sorry, Master. It is just impossible these days to get reliable help.
Roger.
Just call me Captain Healy.
Now, what's the matter with you?
Matter? Oh, nothing's the matter. My best friend's getting married in a couple days. Doesn't say a word to me, and I have to hear it from strangers.
I am not getting married on Sunday.
Well, I don't know what you're trying to hide from me. If you found someone else for your best man, why don't you just come out and say so? My feelings won't be hurt. Anyway, I'm busy Sunday. I'm going fishing.
Will you stop acting like this? I told you I'm not getting married.
Dr. Bellows said he heard you propose.
Well, forget about what Dr. Bellows said. You just listen to what
Captain
I'm saying.
Captain Nelson.
General Peterson.
I just want to offer my congratulations.
Oh, well, thank you very much, sir.
Is it going to be a large wedding?
Well, I really don't know yet, sir.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure.
Captain.
Raj.
Captain Healy. I'll move my golf clubs out of your locker the first thing tomorrow morning. This is my office.
All right, Jeannie. All right, Jeannie, I've had it. I want you here. I want you here right now. Come on.
Good afternoon, Master, darling.
Oh, don't you fool yourself. This is going to be one of the worst afternoons of your life. Now, I've had just about enough from you, young... Jeannie, what do you think you're doing?
You're excited, Master. A nice steam bath will calm you down.
Well, I don't want to calm down. I want to get out of here.
Well, it's solid gold. It belonged to King Tut.
I don't care if it belonged to Doc.
Captain Healy?
Call me Roger. I came to apologize.
That's all right. You don't have anything to apologize for.
Well, I got to thinking just because, you know, we're good friends, there's no reason why I have to be your best man. And I just wanted to let you know there are no hard feelings.
Of course not, Raj.
Isn't it warm in there?
No.
It's new, isn't it?
Yeah, it's sort of new, yeah.
Looks like solid gold. Is that the...
Yeah, I think it is.
King Tut said here. We haven't lost your sense of humor. Well, look, I probably won't see you before the wedding. I just wanted to let you know how I felt.
Thanks, Roger. I don't think there's going to be a wedding.
You don't think?
No, well, you know, there are a lot of things to pull together.
Are you sure you haven't had enough of that?
No. I like it. I could stay in here for hours.
Well, I guess I won't meet the bride until I get back.
Well, yeah, believe me, if there's a bride, you'll meet her.
Well, best of luck, Tony.
Thanks, sir.
King Tut.
Yeah, Jeannie, I'm boiling to death.
I'm sorry, Master. Captain Healy stayed too long.
Yeah, he sure did.
What would you like for a wedding present, Master? A diamond mine in Africa, the presidency of... Oh, I know, Monte Carlo.
You know what I like? I'd like to be a bachelor. I'm not going through with this wedding, Jeannie. And if I don't go through it, I'm going to be in terrible trouble.
Master, it is for your own good.
Jeannie, listen, try to understand this. In the service, the kind of a woman a man marries is very important. And what does your wife do, Captain Nelson? Well, she's a genie, sir. I put her in a bottle every night. How's that going to look on my service record?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to go to Dr. Bella's office and tell him I've changed my mind. Thank you. Come in.
May I have a word with you, sir?
I always have time for young lovers. Do you want some prenuptial advice?
No, that's not exactly what I wanted to talk to you about.
Sit down, Captain.
It's about Sunday. Oh, thank you. It's about Sunday, sir. And there's been a change in plans.
You want to get married early Sunday morning. I don't blame you. How's Jeannie?
Oh, fine. Well, she's not fine. Well, the point is, sir, you've only met her once, and, well, you don't know what she's like.
You're quite wrong, Captain. I'm a psychiatrist. I know more about that girl than you'll ever know.
Would you like to bet on that, sir?
I pride myself on being a rather keen judge of human nature.
Human nature? Well, that's not exactly what we're talking about.
What?
You don't know anything about Jeannie.
Well, I know she's beautiful. I know she loves you. She's intelligent. She enjoys cooking and taking care of her home. Would you say that was true?
Oh, yes.
You're a lucky man.
You don't know how lucky.
Do you know what this is? This is your medical file. I was waiting until it got a little larger, then I was going to send it on to Washington. There are things in here that would curl your hair, Captain. But do you know what I'm going to do with this file? Now that you're marrying that girl, there'll be no more incidents.
There'll be no more behaving peculiarly. You're going to stop talking to walls, hearing voices, and 116 other things. But do you know what the greatest thing of all is, Captain?
No, sir.
I'm going to start sleeping nights. Yes, sir, I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to Sunday. Well, anything else, Captain?
No. No, that's about all, sir. But if I think of anything, believe me, you'll be the first to know.
Master.
What do you want? What do you want?
Don't answer that. Don't answer that. Are you satisfied? Fine. You got me. Got me in a corner I can't get out of.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. There is a way out.
Oh, no, Master. If you call off the wedding, you will be in trouble.
Yes, yes. That's right. So I'm not calling off the wedding.
You are not?
No. You are.
Oh, why would I do a silly thing like that?
Because I'm telling you to. I'm ordering you to. I'm begging you to.
Oh, I cannot. This wedding is for your own good. Oh,
Jeannie, you'd hate being married to me. I'm temperamental. I'm grouchy in the morning. I'm sloppy. Look at this place. I'm sloppy.
I know. I adore it.
And you're not going to call off the wedding?
Of course not, Master. Sunday morning, you are going to be the happiest man in the whole world.
Oh, don't you believe it.
I will show you how you will act on Sunday.
Angel, I've been looking for you everywhere.
Would you get rid of that slob? He's beginning to annoy me.
Ooh, but he does not annoy me.
Yeah, I can see that. You're going to have to make up your mind which one of us you want.
Oh, I want you acting like him.
Forget it. Can't we get rid of him? Cast a spell on him, make him vanish. We can be together always.
Well... maybe we could.
Jeannie, you wouldn't do that to me. I'm your master. He's not even real.
Oh, but he loves me so much.
We can go away together, just the two of us.
What are you, some kind of a home wrecker? That's my fiancée you're talking to.
Marry me.
Well, she may be anxious to get married, but she's not stupid. You couldn't support her. You're not even real. Now, I'm trying to talk her out of marrying a figment of her own imagination. Oh, boy.
Come with me, Jeannie. He's not going to marry you.
Oh, yes, he is. Sunday morning.
Jeannie, please, don't send me away. I love you. I'll be back.
It is bad luck to see the bride before the wedding, so I am leaving now, but I will see you at the church Sunday morning. Now, do not be late. I am so excited.
Where the devil is Captain Nelson?
Oh, I am sure he will be here any moment. I warned him not to... Well, I told him not to be late.
Of course he'll be here any minute, if he knows what's good for him.
Forgive me for being late. It's an excuse.
Oh, Captain Nelson.
It's time you call me Tony. My angel. Oh, I thought this morning we'd never get here. What are we standing here for? Let's get married.
Put her down. That comes later.
Can't blame me for getting carried away.
Excuse me, sir. Come with me.
And you, come with me.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered together to join this man and this woman in the bonds of holy matrimony.
Captain, couldn't you wait until the ceremony is over?
Could you talk a little faster, sir? We've waited so long for this day. We'll have a honeymoon. We're going on a 6-month holiday.
No,
a year. Oh, don't worry about him. He's not coming.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered together to join this man and this woman in the bonds of holy matrimony.
I will. I do.
Well, I do not. I cannot marry this man.
Captain Nelson, what the devil happened?
I have no idea, sir. She just ran out.
I'm sorry, Captain. I know how you must feel.
Do you?
He tried to warn me about it, but I wouldn't listen. That's a very unstable girl. I think you're a lucky man to be out of it.
Thank you, sir. General?
Captain.
I'll be all right.
Thank you. Jeannie?
What are you doing here? I thought by this time you'd be on your honeymoon.
So did I.
Didn't you get married?
No, Master.
Oh. Well, that phony Tony came over here and he said he was on his way to the chapel to marry you, so I just stayed away.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Didn't I?
No, Master. I knew it was you at the chapel.
You did?
Of course I did.
Well, why didn't you go through with the ceremony?
Because thou went to so much trouble not to marry me. I will never force myself on you.
Oh, Jeannie, you're marvelous. I wonder what would have happened if we had gotten married.
You will never know, will you?
No accident that unicorns were frequently mentioned on Bewitched. In real life, Elizabeth Montgomery was an avid collector of unicorn figurines. This helps explain the horse with a horn stuck to its head in episode 237. Next.